Hello and welcome to the Grow VC Everyone Funding Podcasts. This week I'm your host Paul Higgins and I'm joined by Emma Jones, one of the founders of Startup Britain. Welcome, Emma.
Good morning, Paul. Nice to be here.
Great to have you here, Emma. We were really keen to speak with you because you kindly asked us to take part in the upcoming Finance for Startup Britain events. But before we talk about that, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and also how Startup Britain was founded, what it was created for and how it got going.
Indeed, the start of Startup Britain. So I guess just by way of brief background, there were 8 founders of Startup Britain and all of us run our own business. So my business is a company called Enterprise Nation. Mm-hmm. All 8 of us were involved in the small business sector, which is kind of what brought us together to launch Startup Britain. So my company helps people start and grow their own business through online content. We publish books, ebooks and kits. We hold lots of events. And we also offer funding, actually, which maybe we'll talk about a little bit later in the podcast. So Enterprise Nation is my day job. Startup Britain came about just around about 14 months ago that, as I say, 8 of us gathered in the offices of a gentleman called Lord Young, who had been in government advising the Prime Minister on enterprise, had stepped away for a while. So we went to see him to say, right, were there things you wanted to do in government that we can kind of now take on? Anyway, the result of this meeting was kind of, you know, the challenge to launch Startup Britain. Startup America had launched in January. Mm-hmm. And so this was the February when we all got together and we said, right, that looks like a good idea. Let's do the same thing here. So just, I guess, to be clear in terms of what Startup Britain is, very much a private sector project and initiative founded by these 8 people who do run their own businesses. And the funding for the campaign comes from private sector sponsors. So we have sponsors such as AXA, Dell, Intel, PayPal, Intuit, who support things that we do. And thanks to them, we're able to operate. So we're highly supported by government. It was launched by the Prime Minister and the Chancellor, but all of our funding comes from the corporate sector. Okay. So it means we can do lots of great things to help more people start businesses and encourage existing businesses to grow.
Fantastic. And where did you start? How did you start up Enterprise Nation and where were you before that?
Yeah, so in terms of, I guess, my Enterprise Nation was launched 6 years ago, so it feels very old now as a business, not so much a baby anymore. And Enterprise Nation was launched on the back of the fact that I had spent 5 years at Arthur Andersen, that at the time was one of the world's largest accounting firms. Mm. Some of your listeners may know that Andersen's sadly went down in a scandal involving an oil company called Enron. I'd left the firm by then, so I left Andersen's when I was 27. And started a first business, which was an inward investment business. And we sold that company within 15 months of trading, actually. So it was quite a quick flip in terms of starting, growing, and then selling on the business. So I had a lock-in clause with the company that acquired us, but essentially spent time thinking, right, what shall I do next? And I'd started and grown the business from home. So as I say, kind of this was 6 years ago, I could see that a lot of people were starting a business from home, and yet there wasn't any distinct information that was out there. And there are some particular points about starting and growing a business from home, which is, you know, how you create separate working space, how you kind of work around the family, but also the upsides. So Enterprise Nation was originally launched as the home business website. Our first book that came out in 2008 was called Spare Room Startup, How to Start a Business from Home. But over the past 6 years, we've grown as a company. So we are now just labelled the small business community. We have 70,000 plus small business owners who come onto our website, who've been members of ours for a good couple of years. And so hopefully we give them all the advice that they need to grow either from a home base or to outgrow the home and continue to develop their business.
That's great. And as you said, you know, obviously Enterprise Nation has grown, but also Startup Britain has grown in the last 14 months since it started. What does it encompass now?
Yeah, it really has. And it's been an incredible experience, hopefully for everybody concerned. So as you say, Paul, it's kind of 14 months old now. We launched March 28th, 2011. And over the past 14 months, I guess we would like to say that the campaign has had a big impact on the UK. Just a couple of stats around that is within a couple of months of us launching, an objective source of data, so a company called Experian Hitwise, came out with some research saying there'd been a 25% increase in the number of people searching for the term startup, which was just fantastic to hear that. Since then, there have been record numbers coming out. Last year, Companies House recorded a record rise in the number of people starting a business. So 480,000 new limited companies formed last year. Self-employment is at a record high. So it's an incredible time in the UK for people who are starting a business. And what Startup Britain aims to achieve is, as a campaign, it looks to shine a spotlight on all the great things that are going on. Because the position we're in Britain is that the government, and I believe quite rightly, has pulled back from offering intensive business support. So we used to have a structure called Business Link. Mm-hmm. That has now been that's now got an online presence but hasn't got the physical kind of spaces and locations it used to have. So what has happened is the private sector has stepped in. So we are now seeing companies like Mighty, who've launched something called Mighty Millions, which is giving away £5 million to startups. We've seen Telefonica launch these Wyra Academies, which are accelerators to help companies. It gives them space, capital, and access to finance to grow. So the private sector is kind of really stepping in and saying, we will help startups and help businesses to grow. And the aim for Startup Britain is to galvanize more of that activity, so encourage more companies to step up and do great programs for startups. And then, of course, for the end consumer, we want any startup in the land to kind of come to Startup Britain and say, right, I'm looking to start a business, but where on earth do I start? Where do I go? What are the awards I can enter? What are the local resources in my area? And I guess just in terms of the core activity for Startup Britain, we've got the website, which has points out to awards, resources, events, business plan tools, etc. We also run events such as Finance Startup Britain Week. We run three industry weeks a year, so the Finance Week, Marketing and Tech for Startup Britain Week. But we also point out we've got an enterprise calendar which has over 800 listings of enterprise events that are going on. And we have a very strong, what we call startup local network. So people in local areas who want to champion the campaign in their local area can become a local champion. And therefore, that means that Startup Britain is kind of hopefully in your most local of high street and area, so you can kind of get involved with the campaign and see what we're doing. And we've got a few more exciting things coming up, which maybe we'll talk about in a minute.
Sure. It's in many ways, I think, sharing a lot of the sort of ideas that we at Grow VC are trying to bring, because, you know, we're a crowdfunding platform, but also we're trying to become a resource for startups that goes beyond just finance and allows them to get access to expertise and to networks that they wouldn't necessarily be able to access from their local area. So from that point of view, I think there's a lot of similarities in what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. And that's a really nice lead-in to a project that Startup Britain is very focused on at the moment, which is in May there will be an announcement from the government that a national loan scheme is being launched that will extend loans to any young person wanting to start a business. Startup Britain is heavily supportive of this because it will increase the startup rate. But interestingly, the government the people who are sort of pioneering this project within government are very aware that you can't just give cash to young people and say, right, go off and get started. That cash will only work if you can give associated support. And in fact, I was talking with somebody about just this yesterday in terms of saying when young people start a business, what they need is the cash, but also confidence, contacts, and customers. So it's kind of four C's, the kind of four C's of what you need when starting out. And so I absolutely agree. If you can introduce startups to networks, then it's just so much. It makes that money go further because people find partners, find customers, find suppliers, etc. So I think the business support, which is available at the moment from peers, but also from experts, it is just all around you, which is another reason why it's a great time to start a business.
I mean, I'm kind of in a relatively early stage in my career. It's not long since I left university, but I remember thinking, not even thinking about entrepreneurship as a career path back then. But I see people coming out of universities now, and they really do have that confidence. You know, there are support networks like incubators and like Startup Britain and others that are genuinely making that an open career plan from graduation onwards.
you know, and it's so important, and it's really incredible to kind of watch this. And there was some lovely research out the other day from something called the AXA Ambition Awards, that they've done some research, and it said children as young as 11 are now honing their social media skills in terms of how to promote themselves on social media platforms. And somebody, we posted this on our site, and somebody said, that's shocking and it's terrible. And I said, I think it's brilliant, because these kids are going to grow up with all the skills they need to be self-employed. So skills of self-promotion, you know, and one can't deny the power of platforms like Facebook and Twitter, which is enabling businesses to grow. We've got a call later on today with a beautiful business called Morph Suits, which, I mean, their product is incredible. They sell all-in-one Lycra suits, coloured Lycra suits. And this business was started by two young brothers who had just graduated from university. And they started the business on Facebook, selling these kind of all-in-one Lycra suits. They've now got a multi-million pound turnover business selling morph suits all over the world. And they exclusively sell on Facebook. So they kind of say, without this as a platform, which is what we still consider, I guess, as a social media platform, but without that platform, they wouldn't be in business. So incredible technology tools and platforms that are now enabling young people to say, you know, I've got a skill, a hobby or a passion, I can absolutely turn this into a way of making a living.
Absolutely. So you mentioned the Finance for Startup Britain event, one of your three kind of major week events over the year. Why was running the Finance for Startup Britain event so important to you?
Well, it's important at the moment because the finance scene, I think, is filled with innovation at the moment. So we have seen some challenges with the banking sector in the UK of late, and therefore small businesses are looking at alternative options of finance. So we wanted to kind of highlight that. It's the first time we've run a Finance for Startup Britain Week. So we were hearing from a lot of startups, but also growing businesses who said, right, we would like to find information on everything from crowdfunding, startup finance, through to growth capital, so we can take our business to the next stage. So hopefully across the course of the week, we'll cover things that are literally applicable to the young person who's coming out and looking for a little bit of startup microcredit, through to the business that's saying, right, I'm now ready to take on angel investment, I'm ready to kind of grow my business. What does that involve? There's the things about weeks like this, I think they hopefully serve two great purposes. One is that experts give across information that people need to know. And in the UK, there's a huge amount of tax relief available at the moment for angel investors. And I'm not quite sure that news of this has fully got out to the small businesses who need to know about it. So it's how can we impart the knowledge of kind of things that are going on? But secondly, it's always so important, and it's kind of the thing I enjoy most seeing, is seeing small businesses talk to each other and find out how everyone's kind of going through the experience. So startups coming together to say, right, where are you going for your startup funding, through to the growing businesses who kind of exchange their ideas on angel investor networks, you know, the reliefs that they're accessing, etc. So it's imparting the knowledge, but also hopefully bringing together rooms of people who are at similar stages in their business journey.
And what are the main topics within finance that you'll be discussing over the week?
So, it is literally, as I say, anything from startup capital. So we will be looking at crowdfunding. And I believe you're speaking, aren't you, as part of that session?
I am. Very much looking forward to it.
So we're looking forward to having you. crowdfunding in itself is just fascinating at the moment. So I know that in the States, it's just been brought into law to say, let's encourage crowdfunding to develop even further. In the UK, we've got Crowdcube, Seeders.com, ThinCat, Funding Circle, who are having a great impact on the kind of financial sector in the UK. So just to kind of have a sit down and really talk through all the opportunities that crowdfunding presents, I think is a great thing that we can facilitate. And then, as I say, through to kind of growth capital and bringing together angel investors. An organisation that's been heavily involved in Finance Startup Britain Week is an organisation called the Supper Club, which is the guy who runs that, Duncan Cheadle, is one of the co-founders of Startup Britain. He runs a network for growth businesses in the UK. So something that comes on his agenda an awful lot is funding for growth businesses. So Duncan will be kind of chairing and leading on the growth side in the agenda throughout the week.
Great, good. Yes, I'm very much looking forward to it. It should be a great event, I think.
We're looking forward to having you.
And hopefully some of the people that listen to this podcast will have a look and come along as well. So, I mean, what are your sort of general impressions of the entrepreneurship scene in the UK? Obviously, there's a lot going on. You mentioned the experience stat about 25% increase for searching startups. I expect a lot of those will be people who are leaving large corporates because there are issues there with the economic situation we have here and so on, as well as the confidence in the younger generations in starting their own business. So what do you feel about the entrepreneurship scene in the UK at the moment?
I feel it's really vibrant. And a couple of things on this. You'll know that late last week the announcement came out that we've just gone into double dip recession in the UK, according to the figures. And it's funny because actually, when the news came through, I was at a breakfast event with Avon, which you may not know on earth, and I wasn't having my makeup done. Avon had issued a report on women starting businesses. And it was interesting because we kind of got this very small roundtable discussion going on with some female entrepreneurs and the media, actually, which is a critical component in all of this in terms of them putting out a good, bright message. And so we were having this discussion on how fantastic it is that there's an increase in women starting business. Anyway, the news came through. We've just gone into a double dip recession. And it was odd because there was a mismatch between what was being said at that table and the news that was being reported across the UK. And I then went into the Treasury later that day, actually, to talk to a number of policy executives, just to talk around data actually of small business and how we can really pick up on exactly what's happening in the economy, because there's a lot of great things that are happening, and I quite often refer to small business as the bright spot of the UK economy, but I'm not quite sure we're measuring it sufficiently to be able to gather the data that we can then put that out to market. There was a great post on this with some evidence backing it up. There's a blog called TameBay, which is very much for online retailers. And the guy who's the editor there, a guy called Dan Wilson, posted on the day of the news of double dip recession saying, well, actually, all the e-commerce indicators show that there is a phenomenal rise in the number of people starting businesses online and companies doing well by trading online. So in terms of kind of the state of entrepreneurship in the UK, all of the figures that I look at show nothing but positivity. Thursday of this week, we've got an event which is called the Optimism Summit, which is being hosted by a technology company. And I think they've got it absolutely right. And what we should be doing is saying, right, let's come up with the data that points to more people starting businesses, which they are, more businesses going global quicker than ever before, which they are, and businesses getting into profit quicker than ever before and being, embracing technology to be more productive. So I see this every day. I hear from small businesses via Enterprise Nation. I meet startups through Startup Britain. I hear nothing but goodness in terms of the number of people starting and growing. But I think we've got to work really closely with bodies like HM Treasury, who come up with the data, and critically the media, who then report on that data, to say, right, let's send this very confident and optimistic message to market, because the more we do that, the more people will feel confident, and that will make the whole thing rise even more. So yeah, certainly from my vantage point, I see nothing but growing number of startups, growing number of growing businesses, so all very bright.
I agree. I think getting the press really involved in getting this story out is really crucial. And I think the work that that Startup Britain and other organisations like Tech City and others, people like that, are really crucial in the UK. And what about kind of looking further afield? And you mentioned Startup America at the beginning. Are you able to work with people like that and other organisations around the world?
Very much so. And in fact, we've only just got to the tip of the iceberg with that. I went to see Startup America last year, had a great conversation with Scott Case, who runs the campaign there. There was a meeting in March, so just last month, between Startup Canada, Startup America, Startup Chile, and a few of the other international campaigns. We're very, very keen to all of us kind of work together to share ideas on how we're running respective campaigns. But possibly more important than that is to actually enable our startups to trade with each other. And I know we've spoken a little bit in the podcast about going global and international trade, but if you look at all of our domestic markets at the moment, they're quite flat, and therefore there is a very keen reason why small businesses should be looking overseas. And again, I know we've spoken about technology, but powerful websites such as Alibaba, Etsy.com, Elance.com, they all offer very much a route to international markets. So you can, from your spare room, you can literally be trading with the world. Mm. So one of the reasons why we're really keen to link up with the international campaigns is to say, yes, let's learn from each other as to what's working and maybe what's not working. But critically, let's link up our startups. So when a startup takes part, say, in Startup Britain, they feel part of an international startup movement and would feel very at ease in connecting with Canadian, American, Chilean counterparts to start trading. So yes, we're very keen to do more of that this year.
Great. And what sort of remains to be achieved for Startup Britain? Do you have any idea of, you know, a sort of legacy for the organisation, or where does it go in the next couple of years?
Yeah, so we've got lots to do. And in fact, this is the thing that keeps me going every day, is that, wow, we've got lots more to do. You know, I think all the founders will be happy if the startup rate increases in the UK and we feel we can say we've played, you know, some part in that. In terms of what's left to be done, we've got a couple of big projects coming up for this year. The startup loans that I mentioned is one thing we're going to be heavily involved in. Mm-hmm. That will lead into what we're calling Startup Summer, which is going to be a whole cacophony of events, mainly for young people, actually, to get them energized to start a business. We're launching a project called High Street Startup, which is going to try and enable small businesses to get on the high street, either through pitching to large retailers or through filling the empty stores that we see on our high streets. So High Street Startup's going to become a big thing. We're taking a bus tour out again in October. We did it last year, which is very successful. So this year we're taking the bus on a national tour again in October. So lots to achieve for this year and in future years to come. And yes, as I say, I think the defining thing for the founders and everyone who's been involved in Startup Britain, because we have a huge network, as I say, of local champions, of high profile entrepreneurs, supporters, our corporate sponsors. I think for all of us, what would we'd love to be able to measure at the end of, you know, whenever Startup Britain's time comes up, is have we increased the startup rate and have we played a part in helping existing businesses grow? And we're counting that all the time. And actually, that's just another thing that we are launching on the site, is a startup tracker, which will measure, and we hope every day, actually, and we're just working through the technical points of this, each day it will show startup sentiments in the UK. So people that are starting, where they're starting, what they're doing. So we can just measure almost on a daily basis what's going on.
That's great. So just to sort of finish off, I mean, how should people get involved with Startup Britain? How do they get in touch, and who are you kind of looking for to get involved with you?
Everybody. We want everybody to get involved. No, we literally do. There is no one who should not be getting involved in this campaign. So whether you're wanting to start a business, whether you're wanting to grow a business, if you've got anything to offer to startups or growing businesses, we'd love to have you involved. So the easiest point of access is to visit the website. So that's startupbritain.org. You can make contact with us through the website. We have a very small and nimble campaign team, but I would like to say you will get a response to your email within 24 hours when it comes through. Become a startup local champion. So that's another great way of getting involved with the campaign. But as I say, for your listeners, hopefully visiting the website will give an indication of the things that we've got going on. Come to the event. So please do come to Finance for Startup Britain Week. I'll be there every day throughout the event. So look forward to meeting you, Paul, at the event.
You too.
And so there's kind of lots of ways to get involved, but probably a visit to the website is a first port of call.
Fantastic. That's great. Really interesting, Emma. Thanks very much for joining us.
Not at all. Lovely to be here. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks. Bye.